You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Radio you can touch.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I'm certainly not going to sit here and be subjected to the assertion that our good friend Jason Duda is a legend.
I hear you loud and clear.
Jeff Lutz.
I'm not with you. Jason Duda, Thunder hockey legend. I love it. For today, anyway.
That would be terrific. That would be great, huh?
Terrific. That was terrific.
And Jason Duda, for today, anyway.
That is true.
You like it.
Woohoo!
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
And it's going to be legendary.
All right, as we get closer to the Christmas season, Jason Duda, who's here today as part of our three-man booth, is expected to arise earlier and earlier for your job, which entails getting packages delivered. We got a lot of transit right now as Christmas gets here.
There's a ton. We did 72,000 2 days ago, which is twice as much as throughout the summer.
How much do you think people get on their phone and order what they need now versus go shopping for it at an actual brick and mortar store?
I'd say probably 80%. I don't think that's high. I really don't think that there's not going to be stores anymore.
I order almost everything online. What about you?
I like to go out to stores occasionally. I go to the Hallmark store a lot for little stocking stuffers. I like that. I look around.
I used to love going to the stores. It's part of the tradition.
Not anymore.
Well, if you go to Town East, you might be surprised.
Yeah, Town East is popping. Town West is not. The lights are popping off, but that's about it.
Somebody needs to come in and get Town West back.
I think it's over.
It's gone. I agree with Jeff. I don't know if it's ever going to come back.
Somebody out there.
Yeah, but once you've sunk to that level, you know, it's like
they got a movie theater over there.
No one's motivated to do that.
By the way, I'm gonna make it my mission to get to a movie this weekend.
All right, let us know how it
goes. I gotta make sure I go when nobody's there though. And weekends seem to be a bad time.
Yeah, that's you'd not
be care if people
that.
Are there.
You're not picking the right date, that's for sure.
When's the last time you were in a theater? You go fairly regularly, don't you?
It's been a while since we went to one. But my wife and daughter Sunday went to Moana 2.
What about Wicked?
They don't want to go because they've heard everyone start singing in the theater and you can't hear as much, so they've decided they're going to wait and just wait till it comes out.
What did they think of Moana 2? Because that has gotten pretty terrible reviews.
Has it? They said it was pretty good. They enjoyed it.
I'll have to watch that at some point.
I like the first one.
First one's fantastic.
I'll watch the second one, but I wasn't going to go to the theater to watch it. But when it comes out, I'll watch it. I like the first
one. Now you guys are making me think I don't want to go to the theater.
Why?
Well, because you're not going. When's the last time you were in a theater?
They just went
last year around this time. We went and saw Wonka.
I can't remember the last one.
Might have seen another one.
It's probably 3-4 months ago.
We drove on the way home from the Thanksgiving dinner at Jeff's. We drove past the Warren West, and there were a ton of people there.
It's doing
Thanksgiving weekend, absolutely.
Yeah. Be packed.
But I used to go, man. I used to be one of those people. Movies were, I built my life around them.
You're weird that way. When things in your life change, you feel like you need to get them back. Just like the Town West thing. Town West is over. No one's coming to save Town West. If you don't want to go to movies and at the theater anymore, just let that happen.
Why can't you let me be me? Why are you always trying to influence? And
he's explaining you is all he's doing. You just don't like
it. Do you think I need an explanation?
Yeah, apparently you do.
Well,
because you're lamenting this...
quit using words I don't understand.
...absence of movies that you go to, but you don't seem that motivated to go, so just let it go.
He's got a point. I kind of agree with him on this. You were going to go, then someone says one thing, and now you're like, I'm not going to go.
I've got it in my head that I want to see Wicked. Because The Wizard of Oz is one of my favorite all-time movies, and I don't know. I mean, it's so amazing to me that 85 years after that movie was released, it still has this mesmerizing hold on American society. Isn't that fascinating to you?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. So I think you should go.
Isn't that interesting? Name another movie ever that's had this kind of massive popularity for this long.
I would say maybe It's a Wonderful Life and Slapshot are the two.
Ron Baker, could you? I mean, what kind of a moron would say that?
Slapshot.
And I hate to use the word moron. I don't like it. It's a terrible word.
He said it. I just went along with it.
Yeah, because if he ever watches it, he would agree with
me. Yeah, I can't wait. We got that plan too for this weekend.
You haven't seen Slapshot?
No, we're going to plan it this weekend.
We made a deal like 3 years ago.
It was like two.
You got to watch Shorzy, and I said, I'll watch Shorzy if you watch Slapshot. He's like, okay. So I watched Shorzy, and he still hasn't watched Slapshot.
What year was Slapshot made?
70.
See? He won't do it.
79?
78, 79, somewhere around there.
He won't do it.
Well, he made a deal.
Shorzy is just so good that why do I need to ruin my pop culture hockey experience with something else?
It's totally different, and yeah, you would.
I mean, it's been years and years and years since I saw it. I'd kind of want to go back and watch it again. I just know it was really funny and really off the wall and really irreverent.
Just
and,
like Shorzy.
Yeah, right. I mean, whatever. Shorzy didn't grab me.
Yeah, that's if you don't love the Hanson
problem.
Brothers,
it's a big
Jeff.
Problem for you.
Yeah,
you're supposed to
missing out.
What, Max?
If you can't love the Hanson Brothers, Jeff, then you. If you like Shorzy, you'll love the Hanson Brothers.
Yeah, there you
Maybe
go.
Maybe if I lie, I love Shorzy though. So,
Shorzy.
I heard they just wrapped season 4, but I don't know how accurate.
Why can't
that
is. I get into that?
Because you think you're a highbrow guy, and you won't see through the vulgarity and the language and stuff to get at the actual heart of it. And
it have heart?
Absolutely,
100%.
Maybe I'll give it another shot. I just know I don't know.
You think you're not supposed to like it, so you won't even give
it
a chance.
No, it's not that. I don't go into anything thinking I'm not supposed to like it.
Yeah, but I know you. You'll hear the language or the...
Let me explain something to you, and let's get this right out there. You don't know
me. Yes, I do.
You don't know me at all. You don't have a clue.
It's a Don Henley
song. You know who you grew up with. You don't know this version of me.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
You're not that tough to figure out, my friend.
You have no clue.
Okay.
Oh... He's just like the man inside. Jeff's the man inside. He knows.
Of course I know.
He knows.
No, he doesn't. Jeff doesn't have a clue.
Spends 2 hours a day with you.
So?
He knows.
This isn't me.
You don't want it. You just don't want to admit that Jeff probably knows you better than you think.
No, my wife knows me better than anyone.
Well, I would hope so.
And as I told
I think I probably know you better than she does.
No.
I don't know if I'd go that far, Jeff.
Well, he
I was on your side for a while.
He exposes different parts of his personality to me that he might not expose to others.
Well, that's probably true. You're his son. That's just the way that works. It's a dynamic.
I know all the dynamics that he has.
Man, I was been on your side, but you're not going to know every single dynamic because the dynamic...
Pretty much all of them.
Debbie, you're not really going to know that.
I know it.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm sure he goes to his therapist and tries to talk about it. Am I right?
No.
Of course you do. Quit. That's the only reason you're in there.
You got main character energy right now. You need to back off.
Main character
What does that
energy?
Mean?
That means that you think it all circles around you. You're the main character in the story, but no, you're not.
I'm the main character in your story. That's all there is to it. And it's been obvious for 40 years.
It has.
Sure it has.
What do you... You're a bad character, then.
Good.
You're an antagonist.
Okay.
And a lot of people would like to see you killed.
Oh, really? Is that a fact? Notice how I always give
the
that
villain
little
for
chuckle.
Sure. He's the villain. That's what you're saying.
I like taking it a little too far at times.
You like to chuckle after you say something really vile.
Exactly.
Because you kind of mean it, but you don't.
Right.
Huh.
Interesting.
Well, listen. Let me tell you something right now.
Well, I can't wait for this.
When I go, and I mean go, that guy will be distraught.
For an hour or two.
Can you believe he says things like that?
Can I believe he says things like that? Yes. Yes, I can. I can believe it. Does he believe it? No, he just likes to say it. He likes to play the role. And that's okay. That's
all
right.
It's a fun role to play, in my opinion.
See, it is an enjoyable role. And he does it actually kind of well. I have to give him a little bit of credit on that side.
He's all right.
He's okay.
Let's get
a lot of nonsense, but he's okay.
Every now and then I strike gold.
Absolutely.
Let's get to Jim 35 quickly. Jim?
Very quick.
Quickly. Well, you reserve the time after 3 o'clock for callers, and you haven't had any callers, so I thought I'd give you a call. That was a super interview with the Heights coach. But now for old
business. Thank you, Jim.
Back for old
business. I appreciate that.
One night here, on the 26th of November, I went to the Texas Roadhouse and was sitting outside for 3 o'clock. And the roll of dinner rolls came up. And I went in after hearing Bob saying they're 1-5, and I don't know what 1-5 is.
No, I said that.
Oh, you said 1-5?
No, I said they're the best in Wichita. They have the best rolls.
You guys have a lot of listeners that go to the Texas Roadhouse Monday through Thursday on 3 o'clock early.
What about Friday?
They don't go Friday?
Well, they don't have a special on Friday. The specials are $10.99 on 3 to 4 on 3 to 5 on Monday through Thursday. But there was a lot of
We're glad you met some fellow listeners.
They were all, you know, you got some classy steak eaters that listen to your radio station.
That is our target audience.
Your
we
target
don't want vegans.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim.
You're
good
welcome.
To hear from you.
We like old people who eat steak at 3 o'clock. What?
Keep going.
That's it. That's what we like.
That's all you got?
Yeah. That's our target demo.
Well, listen, I love Texas Roadhouse, but when you talk about, I always go curbside pickup.
Well, because a lot of times at Texas Roadhouse, you got to wait forever to get in.
Yeah, there's
curbside pickup, you just put your time in there, you pull up in your car, you send them a text, they'll tell you when they're ready to bring it out.
I don't get curbside pickup. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I'm just explaining it to you.
Yeah, but I don't get the psychology of it. Going out to eat is the experience. I mean, I could whip up
the food is the experience.
No, it's not. I could whip up any of that at home. For the most part.
You could.
Can I make rolls like them? No, but
I make a filet.
I can have just as solid of a meal at home. Going out is the experience. Oh, I'll pick up. I have the mashed potatoes. Like, that's so dumb. So dumb.
What was that?
Dude, I want you to.
What just happened?
I don't know. I don't understand
it. I will agree. A little bit is the going out is the experience of it. But sometimes you don't have time or you don't want to go out. So curbside's
I don't want to go out. Do you know how many times I've been out to a restaurant? The thrill is gone, man.
I know, but that's all you do is get curbside pickup every day.
No.
Where are you going
today? We go out and meet people for dinner.
Where are you going today?
I don't know, but we go out all the time to meet people for dinner.
I'm going to put you in a home, and I'm going to feel so good about it because I bet they'll cook for you. And that will make me so happy.
You think that because you can cook the simplest things in the world that I'm sure everybody in your household is sick of. Look what I got. I got some chicken.
No, we make a lot of different things. But I'm just so glad that you won't have to go, nurse. I don't even have a punchline, so I'll stop. But you get it.
No, I don't get it.
I'd like to hear the end of this one.
Can you get the extra breadsticks?
I think it's great to go to Texas Roadhouse and pick up our food and come home and eat it.
That's so lame. Just lame. That's just a lame experience.
What do you think? Get off.
You're just getting. I don't think it's lame.
It's what's the point?
They give you smaller portions.
They give it to you in a plastic container.
Yeah.
I got to scoop it onto my plate, and I'm going to go watch Lou Dobbs while I eat this. It's like, what are we doing?
Well, what's the difference?
At least be funny.
What's the difference if you make it at home? What's the difference then?
Like I said, going out is the experience.
And I agreed. Going out is part of the experience.
Well, give me the experience of going out.
Well, just because you're there, you're out, there's people, you're sitting around, you're talking more.
That's appealing. Next.
Not to you, and that's fine that it doesn't appeal to you.
Is it appealing to you?
I enjoy it.
I love
going
out.
You enjoy going out and talking to people?
No, you talk to
the
person you're with.
That's why you go out to eat.
I'm going to call your wife and ask her.
So you don't have to sit in front of the television.
When you guys go out to eat,
she's out eating right now with friends.
What's Jason talk about?
Whatever.
Because I'll guarantee you what she'll say is, guy never opens his mouth. I'm doing all the talking.
He shows himself.
Yeah.
And we don't, but I don't know him. But he shows himself through comments like this.
Right there.
Because he doesn't talk. That means you don't talk.
I forgot what his voice sounds like. I'm glad he's on radio with you guys. It reminds me of his voice. Oh. Man, give me a break.
Oh, you got to get out more, kid. You got to get out more. You do. You got to get out more. You'd be a happier guy if you went out to eat.
I'm a happy guy now.
And just sat
down.
I
go out to eat all the time. When I go to Texas Roadhouse, I don't want to go in there. Okay?
Well, I understand that.
I don't want to go in there.
It's
too crowded. It's too long of a wait. It's too noisy. But I like their food. So when I get Texas Roadhouse, I order curbside pickup. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Many restaurants I'll go to.
Both you guys are making sense. Here's the problem. You don't listen
to each
other.
I hate when that happens.
But you both make sense. Because going out is part of an experience when you go out to eat. Because you're chatting, you're having a good time. Maybe have a beer, blah, blah, blah. But if you're just hungry, you like the food, you want to pick it up to go home, then you call curbside and you pick it up
right,
and go home.
That's what I do. It's not like every meal is I go to pick up.
But what's the problem with going to the restaurant like Jeff said? What's that?
Because Jeff's an idiot.
Not in this one. He's not an idiot.
Thank you.
We'll be back. We're going to make picks. We got a bonus game. This thing is really tightened up at the top, as you knew it would.
Well, I allowed it.
Just taking me a little while to find my groove. I'm in my groove. Back in a minute.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Anthony joins us on the hotline. Max is there. We've got the three of us. We're going to make our picks. I'm going to give you the updated standings.
Oh, you're excited. You must have had a really good week.
I did have a good week, but it was really more that you guys had terrible weeks.
Yeah, well.
I had a pretty good week. Got my bonus game right. Got a bunch of other games right. Went 6-2. So, yeah, I'm a point behind Duda. And I've passed Jeff.
Hold on,
Bob. I don't
Bob.
Really get it going until Thanksgiving.
Attaboy.
I got you at 245. I got you at 245 and Duda at 255.
Max,
your math
I'm
is off.
I'm the official guy.
Your math is
Go
off.
Go away.
Padding.
You're done. You're
Anthony,
fired.
Anthony, do you think
you're
he's
done.
Padding?
I'm tired of having this argument, yeah, Max. I really am. What? I got the game. You do your job.
I trust Max's more.
Good. Here we go. UNLV and Boise State in the championship game of the Mountain West. Two good teams. Boise State, a 4.5-point favorite. This is a tough game to start out with. I like it because it's at Boise, so I'm going Boise for 3. Jeff?
Yeah, Boise State, their running back's trying to, a lot of fans want him to win the Heisman. I think media types are probably more on Travis Hunter, but I'm sure he wants to have a good game and a national spotlight. I'll start it off big, Boise for 8.
Really?
Yes.
That's surprising, Duda. You going to go that big?
No, not at all. Not in college. You never know what's going to happen in these games. Do I agree with you? Yeah, I think Genty goes for 202.
He goes for that every week.
Exactly. So that's what I think he's going to do. I'm not. I just don't know. It's college. I'll give Boise State 3.
Boise for 3.
NFL's pretty unpredictable,
too. You're on board with me, Max.
UNLV lost to Boise at home, so. I'm going with Boise for 2. They're at home.
But only 2.
Yeah, I had
Anthony.
Well, I can't get no worse. And they're playing on the Smurf turf. And it's Gente's last home game. He's going to go out in the bang. So I'm going to go Boise State 5.
All right. Different levels of confidence. But everybody going with Boise. In the Big 12 title game, who would have thought? I guess Iowa State was kind of thought to be pretty good, but Arizona State, my goodness. Here they are in the Big 12 championship game, and they're favored by 2.5 over the aforementioned Cyclones. Jeff.
These picks brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. And Arizona State is without their big-time receiver. He's hurt. I don't feel super confident, but I am going to go with Ohio State for 3.
Ohio State.
Iowa State for 3.
Iowa State for three. Duda.
Yeah, I don't like this one at all. Arizona State's been on a roll, though. So I'm just going to take Arizona State for one.
Max, how do you feel about this one?
I'm with Duda on this one. Arizona State's in the desert. I'll take them for one as well.
Anthony.
Arizona State at home, and if I remember that place the way it used to be when it was raucous, it's going to be a daunting task for Iowa State. So I'm going Arizona State for three.
Wait, that game's not at Arizona State.
It's not?
Yeah, it's a Big 12 championship game. It's a Jerry World.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I'm still sticking with my three spot. Three is a magic number.
ASU for three.
Bank it.
Boy, I find this game very difficult, but I think Iowa State's going to figure out a way. I've got them for two. No confidence. Here's the bonus game. The bonus game is a 10-pointer. You can bet as many as 10 points, as few as one. The trick here is that if you miss it, you lose those points. Not a risk in the other games we pick, but it is here. Georgia and Texas for the SEC title. Texas favored by 2.5. Woo, Jason Duda.
Did Georgia not go into Texas and absolutely destroy them? Yes, they did. Now, has Georgia been a little up and down? Yeah, but it's time now. This is a gift. Georgia for 10.
Dumb. No wonder I win this every year. I mean, my God.
Yeah, well, no wonder.
Look at your math.
Just a ridiculous pick.
Good math.
Yeah, the math's fine.
Yeah.
Max, who do you have?
George has been too Jekyll and Hyde. I can't trust him. I'll take Texas for six.
Wow. There's two different ones. Anthony, what about you?
Oh, Sark has some game tape. He's going to fix some mistakes that they made from that first game. It's going to swing in Texas' favor. I'm going Longhorns, even though I can't stand to say that name, but I'm going Longhorns for eight.
This is I knew this game would be all over the place because it's a tough one to pick. I don't understand how you clowns can pick it for 10. Georgia did win in Austin quite a while back. It means nothing. That game means nothing. And when you bid 10 on it, as if it does, you've shown that you don't really know football.
Mm-hmm. Who's winning?
Texas for five. Jeff.
And you just lost everything you gained last week.
So your logic is when you use the result of a previous game between these exact two teams to base a prediction on their next game, that means you don't know football.
Loser.
Just because that was a dumb thing to say, I'm going to go with Jason. I'm going to stick with him. And I've got Georgia 4-10.
Yes, you do.
Bye, Max.
Bye,
Max.
Bye,
and Anthony, we reeled them in again.
Oh, jeez.
Just like last week. Next up is the Big Ten title game. Oregon, the favorite against Penn State by 3.5. We start with Max on this one.
Yeah, I like the Ducks at home. Undefeated. They're number one.
They're not at home. These games are at neutral sites.
But they're the Ducks. I'm taking the Ducks for 7. I don't trust Penn State.
Anthony.
I think I'm going to go with the Ducks as well. And I'm going to say Ducks 6.
Oregon for 6.
Oregon for 6. I like Oregon in this one for 8. I think this is the one game that could get away from Penn State. You know how I feel about Penn State. Every time they get on a big stage, they fall off the stage. Jeff.
That hook worries me a little bit because Oregon has had some close games and some close calls. But Penn State is never – they don't win these games. We've talked about it about James Franklin a lot, so I'm going to take Oregon for 7.
Now the game, this, by the way, this game in Indianapolis. Duda?
Well, Oregon hasn't looked great the last few weeks. I agree with you guys on Penn State, but they seem to show up a little bit here and there. Do they win the big games? No. But do they lose by three a lot? Yes, they do. So I'm going to take Penn State for one.
You already picked one.
Two.
What a clown show over here. I can't believe I'm trailing you.
Yeah, isn't it interesting?
Would you pick Oregon for,
Bob? Next, we've got the ACC. Pardon me?
Would you pick Oregon for? I'm sorry.
Oregon for eight.
Look at you.
Clemson and SMU. Strange. They're playing for the ACC championship, and they're playing this game in Charlotte. Clemson getting 2.5 points. We start with Anthony here.
So they're playing this game in Charlotte, North Carolina, nowhere near South Carolina. So Clemson might get some hate.
Actually, it's fairly close.
Right next door, Anthony.
They have the same name.
You know how them people are in North Carolina and South Carolina. They can't stand each other. So North Carolina, Clemson's
I hear you.
A hated team. So I'm going to go with the upstart SMU team. And they're going to do a reincarnation of the Pony Express and run all over Clemson. I'm going to drop a, what do I have left? I'm going to drop a 4 spot on there.
4 spot. His confidence is in the college game. Clemson SMU, difficult game. I want SMU to win. I'm going to pick them, but not for much. Not much confidence. SMU for one. Jeff.
Clemson had a chance last week. I mean, they got into the ACC championship game. They still have their chance to get into the playoff, but it seems like when they've been faced with a true test this season, they've pretty much failed at every stop. I've got SMU for four.
SMU for four. More confidence. Duda, what about you?
I'm with Jeff and Anthony on this. I've kind of liked SMU this year, the story. They're playing well. I've never been a big Clemson fan, so I'm with them. SMU for four.
Well, I don't care who you've been a fan of. It's who's the better team.
When I got the mic and I'm talking, I can say whatever I want.
If you're picking as a fan, no wonder you're struggling.
Struggling and winning all
Max,
the same
you're
time.
Next.
Didn't SMU lose... didn't Clemson lose to North Carolina or something recently? So, and I heard
South
from
Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina.
I heard from Paul Savage that SMU is on the rise, so I'm going with SMU for eight. Thanks, Paul Savage.
Well, they are 11-1.
I got so much I could say right now.
I know.
If you're following a... All right, let's
get a former Division I football player.
Let's get to the NFL.
In the Southwest Conference.
He knows. Right.
Thank you.
Let's get to the NFL and some good games, including the best game of the week tonight, in my opinion, Green Bay and Detroit, Thursday night football. I start this one, Detroit giving 3.5 points at home. Detroit's banged up. Green Bay's played really well lately. I still like Detroit in this game for four. Jeff.
It's not your typical Thursday night game because both of these teams have had a week to rest and recover. I think it's going to be a three-point game, though. The hook brings me back to Green Bay for two.
Duda.
Yeah, this should be a good one. I'm looking forward to this one tonight if I can stay awake for it. But Detroit is banged up. They got three linemen out. Green Bay's looked a little bit better. I'm all over Green Bay in this. I think this is going to be, at worst, a close game. So give me Green Bay for seven.
They're really good at home. They're not so good away.
Did you watch them on Thanksgiving against Chicago? They weren't that good.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So Max, what you said makes no sense.
Good luck.
Max. You don't know football either.
Yeah, a lot of Detroit is banged up, and I just trust Love more than I trust Jared Goff. I'm going with the Pack for four.
I'm so thankful I do this show with people. Here's a knowledgeable guy. Anthony, what do you got?
I can't believe he called him Jared Goff.
It's not good.
Integrity in class.
We got a lot of haters on this show.
Anyway, I'm not one of them. We just did this Green Bay-Detroit game not too long ago. But everybody's talking about Detroit banged up. Detroit's banged up. And everybody's showing a lot of love for Green Bay, pardon the pun. But it's at home. But I'm going to go one confidence point on Detroit. It's a home game. You got to factor that in.
Detroit for one. All right. There you go. Detroit won this game by 10 earlier on the frozen tunnel.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. You already told us it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Previous
but,
game
for you
make,
to pick
make
Green
sense.
Bay by 7 is moronic. Buffalo and the Rams in L.A. Is this their trap game? The Rams are underdogs by 3.5 points. We start with Jeff.
You call me angry, but you've been a tyrant during this segment, and it's not a good look.
We all are just making terrible picks, but I'm glad. Go,
good.
Jeff.
They're terrible.
Then you should be happy.
Make another bad pick.
This is a team with a huge home field advantage playing on the road in a place where there really is no home field advantage. So you got to go with just what the season has told you, and that would be Buffalo for 6.
Buffalo for 6. Jason Duda.
Rams at home, totally different. Allen on the road, I get it. He's going to run, but this is going to be a close game too. Absolutely. It's a 3-point game. So what do, Jeff, in that point?
You take the hook.
You take the hook, and you take the home team, the Rams, for 5.
Love it. Max?
Josh Allen is a California kid. Aaron Donald's not going to be there. Bills for 6. Easy.
And just got engaged to Hallie Steinfeld, right?
I don't like that.
Anthony?
Yeah, he just got engaged. That's going to be his kryptonite. No, I'll take that back. But I am going to lay 2 on the Rams to cover. It's a home game.
I don't get it. Buffalo, clearly the team here for 7. Next, we got a couple more games to go. Atlanta on the road to face the Vikings. Vikings, nobody talks much about the Vikings, but here they are. 6.5-point favorite. One of the favorites in the NFC, I would say. Duda, you start.
Atlanta's looked awful their last 3 games. Lost all 3. Cousins threw 4 picks. But he's going home in a revenge game. What happens? I'll tell you what happens, Bob. He's going to throw 4 more. Minnesota covers this. Minnesota for 6.
Easy pick. Max?
Yeah, Vikings coming off a loss. They're talking about thinking about benching Cousins, so I'll take the Vikings for 3.
Vikings aren't coming off a loss.
The Vikings, we all took the Vikings last week. Didn't they lose? Oh, they didn't cover.
They didn't cover, but they won.
That's they like won, a, but they didn't cover.
Yeah, that was a loss to me.
Anthony, what's your pick?
I heard somebody talk about Kirk Cousins. This is a revenge game. Can I share something with you? Kirk Cousins is not Jerry Jeudy, so... No, not going to happen. I'm laying 7 on Minnesota.
Yeah, I like Minnesota here for 6. Jeff?
I just can't pull the trigger on Minnesota. All their games are close. They've been close against terrible teams. They've gone to overtime when, you know, they should have won games in regulation. Atlanta for 1.
Good luck on that one. And finally... The Chargers are in Kansas City to face the Chiefs on Sunday night. Kansas City, a 4.5-point favorite. You guys went hog wild on them last week in your confidence game. Tried to tell you. Max, you start us off here.
I like the former San Diego Chargers for 5 in this one. Herbert will be the man.
I thought Josh Allen was the man.
Oh, Josh Allen is the man, but in this game.
Yes. Kansas City, I don't think has ever covered the spread this year. And they had a chance to do it against the Raiders, and they didn't do it. So I don't think they're going to do it this time. So I'm dropping 8 on the Chargers. Thank you.
Wow. I like that pick. That's a brave pick. It certainly has some merit to it. I think Kansas City's about ready to lose some games. And I think this is one they may very well lose. I like the Chargers in this one. Not a ton of points. I like them for, gosh, what do I have left? Maybe I do have to pick for a ton of points. One, two, three. Sorry. This is good radio.
I think you have five, Bob.
No.
I do have the five-pointer left, so that's what I'm going to go with. Chargers for five. Jeff?
If this were a 5.5-point spread, I'd be totally Chargers. It's a little scarier at 4.5, but I'm still going to go with LAC for five.
Duda, do you have it in you to go against the field here?
Well, normally, yes, but it's the Chiefs. They can't beat anybody by anything. Chargers for eight. Put it in the book.
Put it in the book for the Chargers.
Clean
for
sweep.
Eight. There you go. Lots of different kinds of picks today. Thank you, Anthony. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
We only have a couple minutes. Our picks go long because you guys are so ill-informed, and yet you just talk and talk.
Well, that's what happens when you're in the lead.
I suppose. I got to pick a defense to replace my defense. And I don't know who to pick.
Do you need to win to get into the playoffs? Where are you at?
Well, I mean, I'm in good shape to get into the playoffs, but I'd like to win my match this week.
You can't be that
inaccurate. I think I'll pick the Saints. They play the Giants.
Well, that's Drew Lock starting for the Giants. Man, that'd be a tough one.
Pretty solid pick.
Pretty tough. I'm sitting all my guys. I'm giving them a rest for 2 weeks. Doesn't matter if I win or not this week.
Nah.
I'll give them a rest this week, then I get a bye, so I'll rest them next week, then I'll put them back in the lineup.
What a strategy.
It's pretty smart.
Yeah, that's a great strategy.
Thanks, man.
We hope you win that league.
Well, it's your league, so.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care.
You won't win it.
I don't care who wins it. I'm just trying to get to the playoffs.
Unless you win it, and then you'll
And
care.
Then we'll hear about it.
Well, I mean, it's like anything else.
It is. That's true.
If I win it,
then we hear about it.
More prominent.
If you win it, the league has merit. If you don't win it, it's worthless.
Exactly. Just another league.
Just another one.
Unless I win it.
Yeah. Well, we know. That's how you operate. It's disappointing sometimes.
Oh, it can be for sure.
But it's okay.
You're not the first two people I've disappointed.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't either, but it's...
Are you having a tough time today?
He's speaking the truth, though, at least.
No, I don't have any tough time ever.
Never. You've never had a tough time.
I just get up in the morning and roll. Go with it. Let's go. Let's see where the day leads us.
What a good player.
Thank you.
What a life.
Unbelievable.
What do you got going tonight?
I don't know.
I'm going to watch the football game. This is a good one.
I'll check it out.
Not every Thursday night game gets my attention, but Green Bay-Detroit is for real.
But if I jump on Amazon Prime, I'll probably be lured to Pop Culture Jeopardy, so it's tough.
What?
What?
That this is a guy who, he moved to the boondocks 3 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, we know.
And he's starting to get a little more strange every year.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you should.
Take it as any way you want.
I will.
So you believe it in your heart, Jeff?
Isolation.
It's got to be true. That's right.
Isolation can affect people.
No, as we've noticed.
With
being
him?
Down here.
What do you mean?
I just say it.
Go get your
There's
curbside.
Max playing the music. We appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk with Eric Adams, the head girls basketball coach at Wellington, as well as Joanna Chadwick. It'll be the three-man booth. We'll play a game. See you then.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.